Well, of course, today we're getting ready to celebrate America's 250th birthday. But are you aware there's a new government-backed investment program that's going to launch tomorrow that can help millions of children build wealth for their future? Joining us is Brian Jacobson. He is the chief economic strategist from Annex Wealth Management. And Brian, I think a lot of people are confused, but they're excited at the same time because beginning on the 4th of July, they've got something called Trump accounts. Tell us what those are.
Yeah, thanks. It is pretty exciting. There's been a very long run-up to this because this was actually created as part of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act from just about a year ago. So there's been a lot of media attention. There's also been some philanthropists, Michael Dell being one of the most notable ones, who's pledged billions of dollars to donate to some of these accounts. Plus, there is the ability that if you have a child who is born between 2025 and then the end of 2028, for the government to actually seed or put in $1,000 into these accounts. So the kid has to be born during that window of January 1st, 2025 to December 31st, 2028. So there's been a lot of money thrown out there, and it, I think, has a lot of people excited. And as you said, beginning July 4th, people can actually start funding these accounts. Now, in order to actually open one of these, there's a number of different ways to do it. But if you go to the IRS's website, so irs.gov, you can easily find on there a way to open up a Trump account. You fill out a form with the government. It's form 4547. I bet you can guess where they got those numbers from. President Trump was president number 45 and 47. And that basically kicks off the process to open up the account, and then you can start funding them.
All right. Now tell us about the government seeding these eligible accounts. Is it $1,000?
Yes, it is. So that's really, I think, the standout feature of these is that it's $1,000 to go into the accounts for children born between January 1st, 2025 and December 31st, 2028. So if you were born outside of that window, you don't get that quote unquote free money, because we know it's not free. It's coming from taxpayers. But it is a way to help fund these accounts. And especially if you think about the way in which a lot of lower income families, they find it challenging not only to save for themselves, but especially for their children. So one of the ideas behind this is that if you can get kids practicing good financial hygiene early by contributing to it, you can actually maybe help build wealth over time. Other countries that have tried similar things by providing kind of seed capital for kids, it actually does result in higher savings rates, lower poverty rates, and just generally better outcomes over time.
We're talking with Brian Jacobson. He is the chief economic strategist for Annex Wealth Management. Brian, where does the money go?
Yeah.
And how does it grow over the years?
Sure. So there are really specific limits as to what can be invested in. Basically, what you're doing is you're creating an account, and then you'll be contacted by a couple different firms that are administering it. But it allows you to invest in a broadly diversified portfolio of U.S. equity, either index funds or exchange traded funds. So it's really to limit speculative risk. The allocations are really strictly confined to being broad-based U.S. companies that you can invest in. Think about things that track like the S&P 500, so 500 of the largest companies in the United States. And the management fees as well are capped at 0.1 percentage points. And so that's really important when you're looking at different investments, especially mutual funds and exchange-traded funds. Each one of them has, as part of them, an operating expense or management expense. And so the government is saying, look, we don't want people overpaying for these things that are just tracking the broad U.S. market. So that's really the strict investment mandate.
Can grandparents and other relatives contribute to this fund?
Yes, they can. There can be some complications around that. So the contribution limits are capped at $5,000 annually per child. Now, that's going to be indexed for inflation after 2027. So $5,000 is a lot today, but, you know, 10 years from now, it might not be quite as much. So they're going to index that for inflation. Employers can contribute up to $2,500 pre-tax via certain what are called cafeteria plans. So an employee benefit. But then individuals can also contribute to it, but it is considered a gift, right? And so now you have to get into kind of thinking about maybe estate tax planning, but parents, grandparents can put up to, you can think about it, the total amount, whether it is from the parent or from an employer, it can actually go towards that $5,000 aggregate limit per year.
And what happens when the child turns 18?
That's some of the complications. So the funds are locked up until the age of 18. And then once the child reaches that age, the money, it converts basically to what's considered a traditional IRA, an individual retirement account. Then the withdrawals, if they take out the money, anything that wasn't based on a contribution, like what we call basis in the jargon, the earnings on that, so the gains, are taxed as ordinary income. And this is where you have to kind of think about, do I want to open up a separate account for the child and fund that? Do I want to do a 529 for education? And then if they use it for education, they don't get taxed. Or do I want this Trump account? So there are a lot of different things to consider, which is what we really specialize in doing, is working through making some of those informed decisions for individuals to help them show the tax consequences over time.
So Annex Wealth Management, are you starting to work with people on these accounts and giving them advice on how to make sure that their kids can benefit from this?
Yeah, it's really doing that type of what we would call scenario analysis about, if I want to help fund my child's education, should I do a 529 plan, considering you have fewer limits there, plus the tax advantage where when it comes out, as long as it's for qualified educational expenses, it doesn't get taxed. And you also can have it where maybe it gets converted to a Roth IRA if you don't use up the money. All sorts of benefits on the 529, but now there's also benefits for these Trump accounts. So really it's about, what are the pros and the cons of these different types of accounts? Which one is the best one to help you reach your financial goals?
Wow. Well, it's a terrific benefit if you are just now having a child, or you're going to have a child in the next couple of years. Again, those Trump accounts get underway tomorrow on the 4th of July. Brian Jacobson, Chief Economic Strategist from Annex Wealth Management, thank you so much, and I hope you have a great holiday weekend.
Thank you. You as well.